Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
Well, this is the part of the week where we ask you to dictate the content for the show. It's our list of the hidden gems of Cape Town. Those places you've discovered that you think more people should know about, whether we're talking about a great business, a restaurant, a service provider of some kind, even a beautiful natural destination that you think more people should visit. You can nominate that place, person or business as a fabulous find by sending an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za. And just please remember to put the words fab find or hidden gem in the subject line so that we know to set it aside for this particular feature. And this week's nomination might seem like just another restaurant or coffee shop review, but it's not. There is a whole lot more to the story than just a good cup of coffee. It does offer you a good cup of coffee as well. But our listener Jill mailed me to tip me off about a coffee shop which she described as really having a paradigm-shifting story at its heart. Jill couldn't join us on air, but let me read to you what she sent me. She said, "You must try the new coffee shop in Main Road, Mowbray, called The Mess, staffed by ex-prisoners who are trained by Learn to Earn. They make the only decent coffee in the area." And as Jill went on to tell us, there's a lot more to the story than what's in the cup. So Jill, thank you for tipping us off. And we dug a little bit deeper and found out that The Mess is a project of Gangstar Enterprises. And I'm delighted to welcome in studio two of their representatives, MT Ngeke and Khola Dingiswayo. Lovely to have you both with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Khola, won't you tell us what Gangstar is all about?
Gangstar Enterprises is all about, I think the name, actually, we started the name when we were in prison, when we were thinking of any name that we can come up with, from where we come from, because we were once being a problem, but our life will change now. We were living an example for the other guys who are still in prison, who are still caught up in a gang or in gangsterism in prison. So that's where the name Gangstar came from, because we once actually spent time with them in gangsterism. But through the change that God made within us, so now we're no longer the gang. We're no longer in that gangsterism, but now we are an example, which is we are stars. That is why gang is my past and star is my future when you bring it all together. So that is why we brought that name, because we still find ourselves in there. We're always in their surrounding, but now we are influencing them with positive because we have made a decision. So that's where the name Gangstar comes from.
Okay. So both of you spent time in prison, ended up in prison through your association with gangs. Without asking you to share too much of your story with us, can you tell a little bit about your backgrounds and how you came to this part? MT, what's your story?
Yeah. So I was arrested in 2003, and in 2005 I was sentenced, and I found myself in the confinements of prison. But while there, you know, my life changed, and as my life changed, the Message Trust organization, it was starting a program at that time that was called the Job Readiness Program. Yes. Mm. And from the Job Readiness Program, they started a program that was called Entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. So helping guys who are in prison to start their own businesses. But the challenge that was so prevalent among each and every other guy was the fact that when they are coming outside, they are not ready to start businesses because they are looking for an income so that they can sustain themselves. So hence now the enterprise came about that to address that issue of a guys when they are coming outside looking for sustenance, that they may have a foundation, something like a platform to accept them in the outside world. So within the Gangstar Enterprise, that's where we have different businesses, of which we're going to talk about them in a later stage.
Okay, so the idea is, I mean, we know what it's like. A criminal record for many employers or would-be employers is just immediately, sorry, that one goes on the pile of people we're not going to interview.
Yes.
Which makes it that much harder for those who do want to change their lives to get that foot up. Khola, okay, so the coffee shop is one of the platforms that you're using to say, here is a place you can come to, you can start earning a decent income, an honest income, and perhaps this can be the launch pad for the next phase where you open your own business. So the Mess Cafe coffee shop is one of them. What other business opportunities do you offer?
We do also have our soft machine, of which we have a caravan that goes to events more like birthday parties and events like weddings, and also go to like open airs whereby there is people who may be doing something. So we go there, put our caravan and serve our soft serve. That's where I started, from the soft serve.
Okay.
And then to be a barista.
Okay. Yeah. So you're now working as the barista at the mess in Mowbray?
Yes, I am working there as a barista, yes.
How long has the coffee shop actually been open for?
We started the cafe last year. I think it was the third month which was May, the 1st of May when we started.
Okay.
And when we started there, you know, we were like, we don't know what we find ourselves to. Like, really, we didn't actually expect many people to come. We're just trying something.
Mm.
But luckily, I believe that it was the right time, because we saw people that they were in need of coffee. But we didn't just came with coffee. We came with best coffee. And we also came with amazing stories, of which many people want to hear such stories, how God can change one's life and to become a positive from the negative that where we come from.
Do people come in always knowing what this coffee shop is? Or do you find people wander in just, I'm needing a cup of coffee, look, here's a cafe where I can get one, and find themselves staying to learn the very unusual story behind this place?
Yes, so I'll speak about the gangster, because actually many people, when they come in there, they always look at the gangster. What is this gangster thing? Why can you choose a name that is gangster? So they don't actually understand where this name comes from. So I'm thankful that you asked that question. That was the first question to ask. It was a very good question, because it clarifies many that still have a question on this name. So when they ask us about this gangster, it's where we tell them about our stories, where we come from. So they're no longer looking at gangster as now anything. They're looking at us, who have made change, who God has changed our lives to be an example. So they say, wow, this is amazing. So we find those people who ask themselves that question, especially about the gangster gear as well.
MT, I think you're from Crossroads originally.
Yes.
What is it like for you to go back into your community now, wearing the Gangstar brand and talking to people about your experience? Do you find that your own community is willing to accept that you've changed and willing to give you a second chance?
Yeah, right now, I grew up in Crossroads, but now I'm not staying in Crossroads anymore.
Okay.
But I'm always engaging within the community. One of the challenges that we are kind of facing, you know, the people, there's always that spelling error when they are reading gangster.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of shocked looking at my life, in my past life, and the person that I say I am right now. So it calls for questioning. And when they come in front of me and they question me about this, as just always explained, I just explain to them what is gangster is all about, and what we can do within our communities. We can try to be that tribe of positive gangsters who speak positivity in our own communities, instead of having the same story being told again. I was fatherless, I didn't have a mother, I grew up in poverty. We change those kind of stories. We turn them into positivity, so that the youth that is coming, it can speak a different story or make a different excuse than the excuses that our fathers have, that we have as well, that other guys who doesn't have. That I can say that, no, I had a computer, I had everything that I needed, I had opportunities, but I made a wrong choice. And I said, not to be a choice that the father was not there, the mother was not there, or it was a poverty, but they can blame choices to themselves. So I kind of encourage them, using the gangster word, using the gangster gear, to transform their lives.
Paula, what about mentoring the young boys who, in communities, often, as you said, have absent fathers, lack positive role models, look around them and see that the people who have the material things that they aspire to have are the gangsters in the community and get sucked into that lifestyle? Do you try and intervene with that young age, as well as chatting to the adults who come into your coffee shop?
Yes, I'm doing that a lot, because last year I was living in a house in Salt River called Bethuriel, of which is like a halfway, is like a boys' home. So what I was doing there was more like being a house father to the young boys that are there. So after I left the place, so now I was meeting some of them one-on-one, just to sit with them and hear how do they see life, how they respond to life, when they have questions, when they go, where they go to. So now they got a person who they know, if we go to Ola, he can help us to answer some of the questions. Because I don't actually base on just my life, but I always base it on how God changed my life. And I believe that he can actually change them and build them into what he wants them to be. So I am doing that as well. I still go to township, to Samora, where I grew up, to meet up with the guys there, to encourage them to grow in their faith and in their walk with the Lord as well. So
Okay. Before we run out of time, we've got to tell our listeners a little bit more about why they should come and visit you at the Mess, besides coming in to hear these amazing stories. You serve a great cup of coffee, according to our listener, Jill. Does the cafe offer food as well?
Yes, we do also the best toasted sandwich. We are making the best toasted sandwiches. If you come there, we will make you a best maybe cheese and tomato or chicken mayo sandwich or bacon and egg. So also on that, I think they have rated us the best cafe on making the sandwiches.
Okay. And a good range of coffees. I know you are in Mowbray on the main road. Exactly. Yes. Where is the cafe located, MT?
Yeah, it's opposite APSA.
Okay.
Yes, in the main road, just next to the Forest Hill, the students are.
Okay, yeah, that's a huge landmark, so, that student race.
We're not far.
Do you have a lot of students coming into the shop?
Yes, we do have students, especially when there was a strike.
Yeah.
The students could not study, so they will hold their class sessions there inside, so which is, it was good for business as well.
Okay.
Even their teachers now, they can, okay, there's a space here, there's a coffee shop here, and there's a learning space with Wi-Fi, then we can come into our studies, into our markings there. So she's been positive.
Okay. So very much part of the student community in Mowbray, but for local residents, please go and check out the Mess opposite Forest Hill on the and APSA on the main road and give it a try. Tony sending an SMS to say this is truly inspirational. Blessings to you on your ventures. Tony, thanks for that lovely message. And you'll find them on the main road in Mowbray. Go and have a cup of coffee, grab one of those divine sounding toasted sandwiches. And more importantly, stay to hear a story, because that really is... Carlo, you'd like people to do more than just come and buy a cup of coffee. You want them to stay, hear the story of how your lives have changed, and maybe take that message away that other alternative endings are possible.
Because the only thing that I always try to find when I see people coming in is that if I can get that platform of sharing just a little bit of how God changed my life and share a little bit of my story. Because we don't just focusing on making a cup of coffee, because you will see us even each and every day when you go there to the cafe, you will see us with smile on the face, because we are ready to share those stories and to encourage someone maybe who has been discouraged on something. Especially in the morning, we know that people are not in a good mood most of the time. So that is why we prepare ourselves to be ready. And as soon as we get that opportunity of sharing our stories, we get into it and share.
I hope our listeners will go and look up Gangstar Enterprises online. You can't miss the website. You'll find Carlo's face on the front page behind his coffee bar. It's Gangstar-ENT, short for Gangstar Enterprises. So from gangster to Gangstar, it's an S-T-A-R at the end. Gangstar-ent.org is the website where you can learn more about the bigger picture behind the cafe, The Mess. But Jill, thank you for tipping us off about the existence of this coffee shop, and looking forward to pop in for a cup of coffee and a chicken mayo sami soon, guys. Best wishes to you both, and to everyone associated with this project. We really hope it is a flying success.
Yes. Yeah, we also like for Jill to pass by to our Miss Cafe to get her cap. Yeah.
And I want to know if Jill, she will wear it with a great amount of pride.
Yes,
Jill,
yes,
your cap is waiting for you at the Mess. Sure. Great to meet you both, my guests in studio from the Mess Cafe in Mowbray, Carlo Dingiswayo and MT Ngeka. Thanks so much for popping into the studio today, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.